सोम मराती यतो निदहाति वेदः सनः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वाः नावेव सिन्धुम् दुरिताद्यग्निः ताम् अग्निवर्णाम् तपसा ज्वलन्तीम् वैरोचनीम् कर्म फलेषु जुष्टाम् दुर्गाम् देवीम् शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये सुतरसि तरसे नमः अग्ने त्वम् पारयानव्यो अस्मान् स्वस्ति भिरति दुर्गाणि विश्वा पूश्च पृथ्वी बहुला न उर्वी भवा तोकायतनयाय शय्यो विश्वानि नो दुर्गः जात वेदः सिन्धुन्न नावा दुरितातिपर्षि अग्ने अस्त्रिवन्मनसा दृढानो स्माकम् बोध्यविता तनूनाम् रुद्रराजितपुंसहमानमुग्रमग्निगुम् हुमेव परमा सरस्तात् सनः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वा श्यामद्देवो अतिदुरिताद्यग्निः प्रज्ञोषि अमीड्यो अध्वरेषु तनाशहोतानव्यश्च सत्सि स्वांशाग्ने तनुवम् पिप्रयस्वास्मभ्यम् च सौभगमाय जस्व गोभिर्जुष्टमयुजो निषिक्तम् तवेन्द्रविष्णोरनुसञ्चरेम नाकस्य पृष्ठमभि संवसानो वैष्णवी लोक इह मादयन्ता कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गि प्रचोदयात् ॐ पुरुषस्य विद्मसहस्राक्षस्य महादेवस्य धीमहि तन्नो रुद्र प्रचोदयात् तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे महादेवाय धीमहि तन्नो रुद्र प्रचोदयात् तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्ति प्रचोदयात् तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे चक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो नन्दि प्रचोदयात् तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे महासेनाय धीमहि तन्नः षण्मुख प्रचोदयात् तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे सुवर्णपक्षाय धीमहि तन्नो गरुड प्रचोदयात् वेदात्मनाय विद्महे हिरण्यगर्भाय धीमहि तन्नो ब्रह्म प्रचोदयात् नारायणाय विद्महे वासुदेवाय धीमहि तन्नो विष्णु प्रचोदयात् वज्रनाय विद्महे तीक्ष्णदभृष्टाय धीमहि तन्नो नारसिगुम्ह प्रचोदयात् भास्कराय विद्महे महाद्युतिकराय धीमहि तन्नो आदित्य प्रचोदयात् वैश्वानराय विद्महे लालीलाय धीमहि तन्नो अग्नि प्रचोदयात् कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि
Shri Sairam. I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord Bhagwan Baba, revered gurus, respected elders, and my dear brothers and sisters. On behalf of the alumni of Shri Sathya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School, I take the privilege to extend a very warm welcome to each one of you on the occasion of our 7th annual reunion. December 31 holds tremendous significance for all alumni as it provides us the opportunity to express our gratitude and love toward our guiding lights, our gurus, for showering us with love, care, and countless blessings over 3.5 decades. It is also the time to travel down the lanes of childhood and fondly reminisce its million memories. Above all, it is that time of the year when we gather to offer ourselves at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord Swami and tell him how deeply indebted we are to him, under whose direct guidance and loving care the school embarked on a mission to ceaselessly instill the values and teachings of Bhagawan in young minds and mold them into exemplary human beings. As part of his divine design, Swami set up the school to create ambassadors for his divine mission. And in that school, he gave us his most precious jewels so that we, the children, would gleam and glow using their luminosity. Swami knew little children would need an embodiment of love. Swami knew children would need a mother who is non-judgmental, a mother who is sensitive to their needs and whims, a father figure to lead the way and encourage them forward from one milestone to another, a mentor to teach the most valuable lessons of life, in short, an extension of Bhagawan himself. So, Swami gave to us love herself, our beloved Ward Nanti. Such was the radiance and brilliance of this alchemist that it turned the most wayward into the most obedient, the most forsaken into the most sought after, the most unsure into the most confident, and the most aggressive into the most positively determined. A towering legend with a magnanimous heart, with eyes that beamed love and face that radiated kindness, our beloved Ward Nanti was both a mother and a father to each one of us, guiding and disciplining us with pristine gentleness. She was both our emotional caretaker and disciplinarian. Swami's toughest soldier shone upon several lives with utmost dedication and commitment. Now, it is the turn of her children to do their bit and become true Sai soldiers. Continue to shine upon our lives, dear Ward Nanti, and we promise to you and pledge before Swami to become worthy of your love, care, guidance, kindness, and magnanimity. We dedicate this evening's program to our respected parents who have been instrumental in bringing us to the divine lotus feet at a very tender age, to our teachers who have given us the love of a mother and the guidance of a father during our most critical formative years, and to Bhagawan, who is our divine mother and father. To all our dearest alumni, let us bask in the warmth of this beautiful homecoming and relive the beautiful and blessed moments we have spent with Swami, with our teachers, and with our parents, followed by a short drama on Mataram Pitaram Pujayet, revering our mother and father. Thank you, and Sai Ram.
Thank you. can one say when you owe your life, your existence, everything you are to Bhagwan? Year 1981, Swami said to my parents, "Leave your children in school and I'll take care of them." Right then and there, the teachers in school became our parents. Every single aspect of our upbringing was cared for, down to the minutest of details. Several instances resonate with me, and one such instance is, my mother would be in a panic thinking about us in the oddest of times. And right then, somehow, she would be informed by Bhagwan via telegram that things are okay. There, Swami was being a parent to my parents, and such was the loving and tender care we grew up among. I was 6 and my sister was 8 when we came into Swami's fold. We were taught not just math and science, but basic norms of living. How to live, how to talk, how to eat, your strengths, your weaknesses, how to care, how to love, how to serve. Everything I am today, whatever it is I am today, I owe to the selfless service of these teachers and to Bhagwan who made it all happen.
One time during a vacation in Bharti, Swami had asked my parents to go back to the U.S. as they were not able to extend their leave. Swami assured them that he would take care of us. He had a stay with Dr. Thangamma, who we lovingly called Dr. Auntie, an Uti teacher and doctor. But my brother and I were disappointed about my parents leaving. So we actually made up a story. My brother told Dr. Auntie that Swami had asked us to call my parents back. She was shocked and rushed to Mr. Kutumarao, the ashram in charge, to confirm the story. We got caught and had some soul searching to do. The next day at darshan, we felt ashamed to show our faces to Swami, but Swami so lovingly comforted us and consoled us. And in fact, he told the teachers how good we were. That day, Swami showered so much love and forgiveness on us, and the teachers took care of us like our own parents. I remember Warden Auntie always spoke to me in my mother tongue, which is Gujarati. Even though I fully understood English and Hindi, she made me feel at home.
I come from a small remote place in Jharkhand, from another conservative family. And given all the constraints, the emphasis that my parents put on education, quality education, and brought me to folds of Swami, that is what I'm most grateful to my parents for.
I'm most grateful to Swami for the education I've received and human values, for teaching us that there's only one religion, the religion of love. This fundamental gospel of Sai has been embedded in us right from the tender age of 5 and has been the lens through which we have viewed the world. Stepping out into our careers, this has been the lodestone which has guided all my interactions, to treat people with empathy and understanding while striving to achieve a common purpose.
So when I was an Uti, I was put in Uti school when I was 7 years old. I was sick and bedridden and unable to attend school. After I recovered and I was able to rejoin and resume the school activities, I found that it was not a very pleasurable experience for me to walk into the dining hall and have meals, because I was on a very restricted diet and I was having soft rice every single day for every single meal. So I was extremely homesick and I took hours and hours to eat it. And it's now that I realize how much love the teachers showed me. Because some of the teachers decided that they would join me and they would eat the same meal that I was having, the exact same meal, which is rice gruel, at every single meal with me, just so that I wouldn't feel alone. It still brings tears and a smile to my face, because, you know, you think that you may experience this in the outside world, but it's almost impossible to find. The pure, selfless love that these teachers have, they reached out and they did things like this, and I'm only one student talking of something that I experienced.
Good evening and a very warm welcome to all the parents, children and our revered guests. Bharat, India, Hindustan, this country of ours is called by many names. It reflects the myriad people who have fallen in love with our motherland. Every year on important days like Republic Day, we take the opportunity to remind ourselves of our duties and responsibilities as citizens of this country. If our country's present lies in the hands of its leaders, the future lies in the hands of its children. At India International High School, we take opportunities like these to remind ourselves and teach our children about the glory of our country. As part of this year's Republic Day celebrations, we will now have a costume walk by children from the primary section. We'll not say more about this. See it for yourselves. Hands together once again for these tiny tots who will one day fill the shoes of leaders of yore. The next presentation is by students from the middle school section. They will be performing a dance that expresses their love for our motherland. Please welcome them to the stage.
Thank you.
With this, we come to the end of this evening's cultural program. On behalf of the school, I wish you all a very happy Republic Day and hope that we all become better citizens. That in turn makes India a better nation. Vande Mataram.
Hi Ravi, glad to see you. It was a very good program by the kids.
Oh yes, these kids learn everything so quickly. I wonder what we were doing at their age.
Honestly speaking, I think we must have just been listening to grandma's stories, or forced to sit amongst uncles and aunts, go to the village and get bored.
Vishal, where do you send your son to learn singing?
I don't send him to any particular music teacher as such. But he's learned singing by going to Balvikas. He learns bhajans there, and rest of it is just his hobby.
Oh, is it? He's singing very well though. Almost like a professional.
Thank you.
What have you thought about his next year? Same school?
Well, we have not yet finalized on any school in particular. But yes, there are a few options.
Like?
Should we choose a decent school close to where we stay? Or should we think of an international school that is some distance away? But traveling daily gets tiring, you see. These kind of issues.
Absolutely. It's very important. For us, it is about both of us going to work and trying to balance it along with my daughter's routine. But then, I guess what shouldn't get compromised is the quality of education that the child will get. Some of these international schools are costly, but they teach them various extracurricular activities.
You're right, Kuldeep, but there's no end to that list. As if what they learn in school is not enough, the amount of stuff available online is adding to it.
I guess these days kids come with iOS and Android preloaded. It is all part of the environment they grow in. Anyway, there is quite some time. We can go on talking on this topic. I hope we find something that suits us. Got to go now. Catch you guys later.
All right. If you find anything good, keep me posted.
Sure, I will.
Dadu, see what I got from school? An Indian flag badge. I will pin this on my shirt on Republic Day.
Very nice. How was your dance?
It was very nice. My friend Naveen even sang a song.
Oh, which song did Naveen sing?
He sang Sare Jahan Se Achha.
Arjun, come here. It's time for you to change your dress. Then you have to eat your food too. After that, you can tell Dadu everything that happened.
Okay, Dadu. Bye. I will come back fast.
Childhood. What a phase of one's life. Children are always a bundle of joy, bubbling with energy. He reminds me so much of you.
Couldn't do much, you see. He's my son.
You know one thing, Vishal? With time, we have no option but to grow. What matters is how we grow. It is this process of how that defines us.
But what if that how was never the way we wanted to grow?
Well then, life always gives you an option of change by asking you when.
But what if it's too late, Papa?
Then life asks you, why?
Because it can't be undone.
But it can always be understood.
I don't know what will Arjun want to be tomorrow when he grows up. And so I don't want to end up putting him in a school where he doesn't belong. international schools may be good, but then I guess it'll be very hectic for him. His entire childhood may get lost in competition kind of a life. There are some good Indian schools, but they are very far away from where we stay. So should we shift the house? And we just bought this house, so now will it be worth moving? Local schools here may not give him the best environment to grow up in. I'm really confused.
Life in your time as a child was much simpler. There weren't too many options. I'm not complaining about the choices that you have today. Choice is a very good thing. But priorities are more important. These days, the priorities are changing.
Changing times, Papa. Everything is changing. There are more number of mobile phones in this world than humans. Back in our childhood, it was only privileged people who could make an STD call from their landline.
Talking about changing times, today a very rare thing happened. We got a post. And guess what? It was not a bill or a new scheme of a bank. These days even marriage cards don't come in a hard copy.
So true. Relive? What's this about?
Open it. Open it and read.
It's been long since we ran down the elephant slide. It's been long since we sat behind a bench. It's been long since we sang a group song. It's time we do all this again, and no better way than doing it together. Let's relive the days of our school time in our school. Coming year December 31st, we shall relive those days in Swami's divine presence. Oh, wow! This is so nice. It'll be really amazing, Papa. Those days of parents meeting in the ground, how parents used to stand in a line as the children were returning from Mandir. How we used to create a hell of a noise when Swami suddenly came to the school as a surprise. It feels so nostalgic. Golden days of my life.
You should take even Arjun along with you. Has Shanti seen the school? She should also, if she hasn't.
Oh yes, I will surely take them along. This is going to be a nice opportunity for them too. I always thought of showing Arjun the place I studied in. It's going to be good fun for him too.
Be careful. You never know what he will say about it.
Oh, come on, Papa. It wasn't that bad after all.
That is the problem, Vishal. It is too good. And that is why I am asking you to be careful with Arjun. It is my time to go to bed. Good night, Vishal.
Good night, Papa. Hi, Dikshit. How are you? I'm good too. Long time, my friend. Oh God, has it been so long? Looks like it was just a couple of years ago. Hey, by the way, I remembered you because of this letter that I received today. It said something about a get-together at Perthi. Did you also get it? Oh, great. So any plans of going? Ah, okay. Please make it, man. I want to go. But it'll be more fun if more of us are there. Chalo, let me quickly contact others and find out.
Oh God, this gate seemed like Wagha border back then. You know, it would be such a different feeling to even come till this gate and hold it.
Look at these slides. They are the same. No, I'm sure I can't even bend and enter the mouth of this lion.
As if back then you could.
Papa, can I go and play on those slides?
Yes, beta, you can go. But be careful.
I just can't imagine how time flies. I sometimes wonder what all Swami gave us and taught us without our knowledge. Look at these sayings in the dining hall. Food is God. Don't waste food. You see, this got ingrained in us so well without our knowledge. And all my relatives are surprised when I do not waste food. It is such a subtle way of putting values into a child's mind.
I used to be the last boy to finish food always. I was often fed by some teacher or the other. They would make us feel ashamed of being the last to finish. But at the same time, they did it with so much love. After all, we are their children.
True. They in fact consider all the students as Swami's children. And it is their love for Swami that makes them love us like that.
Hey look, the program is about to begin. Let us go and sit. Vishal, call Arjun also.
Arjun, come here.
Sairam everyone. So far the day has gone very well for all of us. We have all just been living our childhood days. Just that we don't have the same energy to go up and down the slide 10 times. Once itself is tiring. Nostalgia. It is that feeling which is sweet at first, but few seconds later it tugs at the heart. Continuing this nostalgic journey, we go to the next part of our presentation called Relive. We will now offer at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami our feelings in the form of songs. Songs are the best way to express our heart out to our Lord, and when done together it makes it even more special. The first song is Sai Naam Japan. This song reminds us of our most revered warden auntie. It was one of her most favorite songs. It had to be. For her, the Lord's name was everything. It was the Lord's name in the form of bhajans that brought her to her beloved Swami.
Baba naam japan kyun chhod diya.
child, living away from a parent is very difficult. But after a while, a child gets used to a life away from home. Friends become family and teachers become parents. For parents too, it is very difficult. A child is the apple of a mother's eye. For a mother to keep that away from her needs courage of a lion's heart. For a father, the child is his pride. For him, to keep the child away is based on a rock-solid faith. So, what makes the parent still do this? There is definitely God's hand in all this, but how? To give us some glimpses about this, today we have some unique members in our midst. What is so unique about them? They are alumni who have studied in Swami's school as children and today are parents of children who study in the same school. Oh wow! What a unique feeling! I am sure there will be many interesting views that will come forth. So without much from my side, I will leave the members to introduce themselves and share their thoughts. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, I am Shaurya Goel. I have been very fortunate to have studied in Swami's institution from KG to PG. Every parent wishes that the best things that they have had in their life, be it possessions or experiences, they pass on to their child. Without doubt, the best time of my entire life was spent as a student in Swami's institutions. There is Swami most of all, but also there is learning, there is laughter, and there is love. It's a cliche to hear of the phrase that the hostel here is where each lives for the other and all live for God. But if all those who have studied here reflect, it is the only perfect definition of this place. I have been blessed with those I call brothers who have left their own studies during exams to help me with no expectation of anything in return. Those of us who have sense of the education system outside know that this is impossible. Outside, friends are collected based on the length of the cars that their parents own. There is an overload of activities to develop skills and elitism, but none to develop empathy even. Forget love. So, me and my wife had a discussion, and before our child was born, we had a longing for him or her to experience this miracle of an education system. It would be so selfish on our part as parents that for our desire to experience the proximity of our child for such a large part of the year, we deprive him of something that will define him. We love our son that much more. That was the easy part, the decision. The rest was a marathon. Admission here is nothing short of a miracle. There are thousands of applicants. We had not admitted him in any other school, as we felt, once we have chosen Swami school, there can't be any backup for it, simply because nothing else comes any closer. Thankfully, the admission part was delegated to Swami, so that was taken care of. Then, there was only one duty left, to prepare our child. To have him understand in this tender age, the why and what of it. And in that, the alumni day of 31st December were invaluable. We were allowed to show him the school, its way of life. And then, well, Swami chose to walk into his life. On the day of the draw of lots, my son sat next to me and assured me, "Daddy, don't worry. My name will be one of the first to be called." And Swami wouldn't disappoint him, right? So it was. And when he had to join, he gave me a cheerful high-five and ran to his dormitory. And I felt an ocean of gratitude to Swami. Every time we talk to him, that gratitude multiplies. The other day, one of his friends came running to my wife. And with a panting breath, he joyously screamed, "You know what, auntie? Sai got a watch as a prize for Vedam chanting." He was more excited than his friend, who actually got the prize. And we knew
that what this child has is invaluable and impossible to find anywhere but here. He can't fully understand it today. But when he does, he will in his heart thank his parents like I thank mine, that they sacrifice some selfish time with their child to give him the ultimate gift that will define him.
A couple of years back, the day I started communicating that my son was joining Sri Satsai Primary School in Prashant Nilayam, I received friendly calls, unsolicited advices, satirical jibes from many friends, colleagues and acquaintances. All well-intentioned but unwantedly concerned. To all of them, I stated my reasons as to why I joined my son in the school. This decision to join him was not a mere emotional act bereft of any rational thinking. I have lived, studied and grew up in Prashant Nilayam. I know what I have seen and I am sure my kid will also learn the same. He will no doubt miss his Domino's, Cartoon Network, Chota Bheem, Oogie and Cockroaches, PVR Cinemas, Popcorn Tubs. He will miss his tab, his instant noodles and crispy Lays. He will miss his mother, his father, his grandparents and his uncles. But what he gains in return is far more valuable. He will grow up under the wise care of his teachers. These teachers have become teachers not because they wanted to earn money, but because they believed in the cause of selfless service to humankind. For them, every single child under their care is their Lord. He will watch them serving him day in and day out and learn that selflessness can inspire much more than what selfishness can extract. I'm sure every day as he plays in his huge playground behind, he will look up to the massive statue of Hanuman located up on the mountain. It will dawn on him that faith and selfless service can transform even a monkey into a demigod. His hostel and school is nestled among many other beautiful monuments. Each monument has a story to tell, has a purpose to achieve, and has a reason to inspire. His daily life over time will unravel each of these, and I know how fulfilling this revelation can be. This will teach him that the will to live values is far more valuable than the skill to preach them. Eventually, he'll realize that this self-discipline is a great virtue that can beget any success. Through his daily life in dormitory, he will know that beautiful lifelong relationships are built through trust and adjustment and not through complaining and fault-finding. His never-endless activities in school and hostel will keep him ever engaged and unaware. He will grow healthy at his body and at his mind. He will call all his seniors as brothers, and he will begin to understand that relationships woven by faith can sometimes be more enduring than relationships acquired through lineage. Each day, as he shares his life with hundreds of kids, he will realize that family can be any place where each one lives for another and everyone lives for God. He will have countless opportunities to understand that cooperation can build much more than what competition can create. As he spends his time in Mandir, he will know that it is in faith and not through doubt that deepest questions of life find an answer. The massive halls and pillars of Mandir, the countless flow of devotees of different caste, creed, ages, countries, for a single touch of the Sannidhi will instill in him awe. And it will also set him thinking the magic that divine love can weave in every heart. As this inquiry deepens, his craving for this love too will deepen. And in this process, he will realize the forgotten bond with his creator. The countless teachings, discourses and the stories of Sai will balm his mind and yet will force him to crave for more. The school has achieved 90% class average consistently for over last 10 years in 10th and 12th class results and has been in top 10 among thousands of CBSE schools of this country. I have no doubt that his mind will be equipped with abilities for a living. But more importantly, his heart will be plowed with a character that will prepare him for life.
After listening to all these parents, I am sure everyone would want to put their child in Swami school. But then, it is Swami school, and only whom he chooses can be a part of it. Even today, his hands hold the fingers of every child in his school. He gives the courage to every mother's heart that puts their child in His care. Thank you, Swami, for giving us parents who put us in your divine embrace that we experience even today.
Welcome.
Dadu, I love Bharti.
Oh, wow. In your first visit itself, you love it?
Yes, Dadu.
What did you like about it?
So many things. There is a huge elephant slide there. There are so many children in that school. All play together.
Did you play on the slide?
Yes.
What else did you do?
There is even a basketball ground. There are deers beside the school too. I even fed one of the deer.
Oh, wow. You did not get scared?
A little. But then there was this teacher who helped me. They gave us ice creams and also a lot of chocolates. It is in my bag.
Looks like Arjun enjoyed the school. How did you feel?
It was nostalgic. Being in those dormitories and classrooms again with the same set of teachers. That's where we had spent a large part of our time.
They also must have been very happy to see all of you so grown up now.
Well, for them I'm sure we are still those small little kids running around in our knickers.
So true. They love you all like their children. That is why parents like us were very confident of you children being in good care.
But Papa, did you not for once want to keep me at home and not send me back to school?
What do you think? Now that you are a father yourself.
It's very difficult for me to convince myself. In spite of knowing the fact that the school has everything best to offer Arjun.
You remind me of a conversation that your mother and me had many years ago. She was very insistent that you should study in Swami school. And for some reason I wasn't. I was of the opinion that you may not get the kind of exposure to life that other children will get. Your mother's devotion to Swami was much more powerful than my understanding of life. I was very happy to be proven wrong.
What did Mother say that convinced you to change your decision?
She told me that the best of the schools would make a genius of you. But will they make you a genuine person? The exposure to life outside will possibly scare you more than making you creative. She said, in life and everyone searches for a guru to guide. Here was an opportunity for us to guide you to a guru. Today when I look back at those words, I know that she was perfectly right.
But Papa...
Listen, Vishal. There can be many doubts and questions you want to ask. Sit back and listen to your heart. That is where you will find your answer. We found our answers there. Putting a child away from oneself is the toughest decision for a parent. It is not like you are deciding to put him there forever. Give it a shot. I will get going. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry to disturb you. I was driving by and suddenly my car just stopped. I think it's something to do with the heavy rain. Can I be your guest for a little while until the rain stops? After that, I will get to a service station nearby and find someone.
Yes, sure. Please come in and make yourself comfortable while I get you some coffee.
Thank you so much. Sai Ram, are you a Sai devotee?
Yes. You too?
Yes. In fact, I was headed to Parthi. This is surely Swami's grace that I found this house.
He always surprises us.
Absolutely. I still can't forget the day my wife and me were seated so tensed in the indoor stadium when the candidates were being selected for Swami school. Our boy's number was the last lot that was picked. We had our hearts in our mouths. Swami also pushed it till the end. Typical style of Swami.
Oh, yes. So your son studies in Swami school?
Yes, yes.
Which class is he in?
He's completing his third standard.
Good to know. I also studied in the same school.
Really? That's amazing. You must have interacted with Swami so much. Wow. You are so lucky. I feel doubly blessed now. Firstly, to enter a house where Swami is there, and now to meet Swami's student. Thank you, Swami, for making this happen. Now I know the reason my car got spoiled.
Oh, come on. This is too much.
No, not at all. You know what? I always wanted to be a Sai student. I kept trying, but I always got rejected. My parents made me write exam for the first grade, but I didn't get selected. I got my application blessed by Swami for the 11th class, and I was very confident that I will make it. After all, Swami blessed my application. But then again, the same story. I wasn't lucky. Then I tried the same in college too, for BCom and MBA. But looks like Swami never wanted me to study in his schools or colleges. Ask me how it feels to be where you are.
Okay, tell me, what do you think is so special about me? Or say any of us who pass out from Puttaparthi?
The best part is, you don't know what is special about you. Puttaparthi is your home. You grow, live and spend most of your time in Parthi. But that is the center of peace for so many devotees from all over the world. Can a person get a better environment to grow in? Even today, every student of Swami lives with him. They don't see him around, but that doesn't mean they don't feel him. The other day, I was about to throw some food from my plate. My son told, "Papa, Swami says, don't waste food." Isn't he there with the children? All Swami students have a qualification which no other university in the world can confer. That qualification is, they are Swami students. What better identity can one want? I may not have been Swami's student, but today I feel like I am one because my son is. He is like Markandeya. He is Swami's child and I am just a custodian.
Better late than never. Today I am unable to count my blessings. Even now, as I was worried, he sent you. And after speaking with you, I feel so calm. It's not you, but me who is being blessed today.
Oh, looks like the rain has stopped. I didn't even realize how the time went by. I should get going. Thank you so much for your kindness.
Oh, please don't say that. Like I said, I am thankful to you and Swami that this happened. Like always, strange are his ways.
Not strange, divine. He walks in uninvited and walks out unnoticed and leaves behind his message of love.
Oh God, his keys are here. Let me give it to him.
What happened, Vishal? Where did you go?
Papa, Swami has blessed me today.
What exactly happened?
Some time back, a stranger walked in, saying his car was giving problem and if he could stay here for a while till the rain stops. When the rain stopped, he left, but left this key behind. I walked out to find him, but could only find a car. And on that was this note. With love, Papa. Papa, you're laughing? You don't understand what just happened?
You don't understand, beta. For you, this seems like a big miracle. For me, it is not. You know why? After I put you in Swami school, as time went by, I learned a lesson. Children like you, who get the opportunity to study in Swami school, are connected to him from births together. Even in this birth, there could be no force that could stop you from going to his proximity. Yes, it appears that every parent makes a sacrifice. But it is actually the devotion of the parents that Swami decides to give them his children. So, where is the sacrifice? We are only the vehicles in this journey of yours with him. He always waits for each one of you to come to his proximity. And he waits patiently. He waits because you have yearned for him from births together. To get this close to him. So also, it is time for Arjun now. And Swami came all the way to just tell you this. Let him go, Vishal.
Oh God! Swami, how can I ever repay you for all that you have done for me?
You cannot repay anything, Vishal. Understand that. He is yours and you are his.
इस जन्म में हमने जो भी पाया है सारी दुनिया की दौलत से भी ज्यादा है
से माता पिता को क्या लौटाएंगे हम कुर्बानी अपनी खुशी की देकर जिक्र करेंगे हम कदम कदम ये जिंदगी के संग तुम्हारे हम धूप हो या छा खुशी आगम
ఒక్కని సాయి మక్కువై ఉన్నాడు ఈ గ్రామం పోయినా కూడా ఎక్కడికైతే ఉద్యోగం చేసినా నీ వెంటనే వెంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటాడు ఆ భావాన్ని మాత్రం నేను భద్రంగా చేసుకోవాలి నా వెంటనే ఉన్నాడు అనేటువంటి భావాన్ని దూరం చేసుకోవాలి ఒకరి వెళ్ళే నీ మీద వస్తుందని కదా షాడో నీలో ఉన్నటువంటి దీన్ని నేను నిరూపిస్తుంది కనుక ఈ సంబంధాన్ని భద్రంగా తెలుసు
लाते हैं जिंदगी में खुशी के सारे रंग वक्त तो हवा का झोंका सा बीत गया यादों को मेहमान बना कर छोड़ गया
कशिश में है हम यहाँ खड़े कदम कदम ये जिंदगी के हम सफर हम गम धूप हो या छा खुशी या गम कदम
शिवनंदन पाहि गजानन
Thank you. Ram 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 Sure. samastaloka sukhino bhavantu samastaloka sukhino bhavantu samastaloka sukhino bhavantu. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Jai bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji ki Jai.